This is Capital Access, your on-ramp to news and insight from the Capitol. I'm Kelly Connolly. After 5 years of steep budget cuts, some members of the LSU faculty union are hoping the legislature's budget negotiations will raise enough revenue to prevent further cuts. Lawmakers are looking at plans to cut tax exemptions and get rid of one-time funds, which might provide more stability to the state's universities. Michael Russo, a librarian and an instructor, says LSU's finances are dismal.
I don't know what else they think they can cut.
Filing past students, Russo climbs the stairs to the second floor of the campus's biggest library, to a classroom.
The ceiling looks like it's been strafed by a machine gun. The tiles, several of them are dangling, just about to fall. It was during one of the classes, one of these tiles actually fell down and slammed onto the floor.
Over the past 5 years, there hasn't been enough money in the university budget to fix everything. Dr. Anna Nardo, a tenured English professor of 38 years, says professors are leaving.
Every year we lose more and more. There's one right down the hall that's leaving. She's going to go teach high school in Lafayette, and she's going to make $10,000 more. In fact, if you have a family of four, we calculated this out. For a family of four, for the entry-level salary of an instructor at LSU, you are eligible for food stamps.
LSU professors have been on a pay freeze for the past 5 years. Nardo says as professors leave, class sizes get bigger and students are given less individualized attention. Freshman retention is already slipping. Less courses are being offered, and students will take longer to graduate if they can't fit required courses into their schedules. The teachers' union brings its case to the Board of Supervisors every month, hoping the board will act as a megaphone to the legislature.
Do the legislators want their sons and daughters taught freshman English by people who are eligible for food stamps? What they need to understand is that we teach your child. We teach your sons and daughters. What the conditions are for faculty are the learning conditions of your kids.
Kelly Connolly, WRKF News.